This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Tomorrow is Halloween. We've got a really busy hour this hour, but I'm going to try to get some Halloween stuff later this hour. And we'll talk more about Halloween tomorrow. And also, there is still a conversation going on about Halloween candy. Poison in Halloween candy, needles and razor blades in apples and in candy designed to hurt children. Was that real or was all of that just a hoax? We'll set the record straight on that tomorrow afternoon. So when I was gone, not much happened. The Saints didn't win. The Pelicans didn't win. The city is still trying to figure out how to pay employees. And the government is still shut down. So not much has changed. I want to just mention a video that I posted on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you don't have the app yet, I would appreciate you get it. There's a lot of good stuff on Substack. So it's not just me. A lot of journalists and a lot of people on Substack. And you're going to get a whole different group of people on Substack than you're going to find on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. It's Substack. And you can download the app and search Scoot on the Air. And I'd appreciate it if you would subscribe. And please comment on the videos that I post. So I posted the video on Scoot on the Air Substack, Scoot on the Air Facebook, and Instagram. I spent a lot of time in downtown Portland when I was there. I stayed at a hotel in the downtown area. I went to Pioneer Square, which is the Portland version of Jackson Square. I went to 23rd Street, kind of referred to there as a trendy third. It's a very bougie street. It's kind of like Magazine Street in New Orleans. It's 23rd Street in Northwest Portland. And I just went all over the downtown area, and I did a video in front of the ICE building in Portland one night. And a lot of people were angry at what they saw. They were angry because I didn't report on what they wanted me to see. There was no trouble. In all of my travels through the Portland area and spending time in downtown Portland, I did not see one National Guard's soldier. Not one. And a few people commented that, well, it's because the police cleared everybody out. The police took care of everybody. Well, if the Portland police could have done that, then why did the National Guard go in the first place? In front of the ICE building, they were dancing. Literally, people were dancing, and I show this in the video. I'm a very honest person. I've never lied on this show, and I only present the truth. All I can report on is what I see or what I don't see. And yet people were mad that I didn't see the National Guard. They were mad that there were not problems in Portland because people want problems because they want to justify things like the National Guard showing up. I've said many times, including the idea of the National Guard coming to New Orleans, that if the National Guard can help, if there's a conversation to have there, then let's have that conversation. Let's see if the National Guard can help. But let's make sure we do it with the Constitution in mind. Let's make sure that we don't break the rules in doing that, because that sets a very dangerous precedent. So it's fascinating to me that people get angry with the truth. They get angry with what I saw. Christy Noem went there, and she was talking about how the city was covering things up, the governor was covering things up in Portland. All I can tell you is I didn't see anything. There were no problems. But every time I've been to Portland, and I spend a lot of time in Portland, I've never seen any problems. About a year or so ago, they got the homeless situation under control. And it was truly out of control in Portland. But they did that long before the National Guard was even talked about being deployed in Portland. So Portland was a peaceful city the way I saw it, and the way it is when I go there. Now, I'm not there when there are things erupting, and there have been times when Portland has been a violent city. But that's over a specific topic or a specific response to something specific. It's not on a regular basis. So my goal was to wonder whether or not the National Guard was really needed there, and I just didn't think there was a need based on what I had seen, and I don't think that there was a need based on what I saw. Portland doesn't have nearly the crime problem that we have here in New Orleans, but it's one of those cities that has the image of being a liberal city where there's a lot of trouble. It's a liberal city, but there's not a lot of trouble. And all I can do is direct you to my video from outside the ICE building in Portland. It's on Scoot on the Air Substack, Facebook, and Instagram. All right, look, this is a fun thing to talk about. It's the Big Easy. This is an organization. The Big Easy's, the Bike Easy. It's the, I see easy, I think Big Easy. It's the Bike Easy's Bicycle Second Line. The Bicycle Second Line is coming up this Sunday, November 2nd. And Aline Laspina joins us on WWL. Aline, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. And you pronounced my name perfectly. Thank you.
Oh, you're Five welcome. Stars. You're welcome. Okay, so Aline, let's please talk about the Bike Easy Second Line. What is this, and do people have handkerchiefs in their hands?
Sure. I mean, but we want to make sure that people are going to be biking, so they need to have both hands on their handlebars. So maybe put the handkerchief on the handlebars.
Okay.
But the Bicycle Second Line is an event we've celebrated for over a decade. Bike Easy is New Orleans' local bike nonprofit, and yeah, it comes from the word Big Easy. It used to be called the Metro Bicycle Coalition, but yeah, Bike Easy has been celebrating these. So basically, we have a brass band on a truck, hundreds of people biking behind that, and this is an event open to people of all ages and abilities. You can be on a cruiser, an electric bike, just go at a slow pace with all of us, but it's a very slow pace, 8 to 10 mile bike ride around the city. We also have the New Orleans Police Department escorting the ride to make it safer for the big intersections, etc. So it's a great event. We've had families come over the years. It's our biggest event of the year, and this year we're actually adding more music. We have Tremet Brass Band playing during the ride. During the registration at the Broadside from 10 to 11, we'll have the New Orleans Johnnies. And then for after party from 1 to 3, we're going to have Sweet Crude playing as well. So lots of things to do.
Now, Elaine, you talk about 8 to 10 miles through the city. Do you have a designated course, or do you just go wherever you want to go?
We have a designated course. If you go to our website, bikeeasy.org, there's a blog post that just says the ultimate guide is going to show you the map. But basically, we're going to start and end at the Broadside. We're going to go by Bayou St. John towards Gentilly and then head our way down towards the Quarter and then loop back up on Canal Street.
Okay, so now let's talk about the time and where people can go to get more information about the Bike Easy's Bicycle Second Line.
Yeah, sure. So we ask people to register to make sure we have enough snacks. The event, the whole event is free. So you pre-register on our website, bikeeasy.org. You go into registration to sign a waiver to ride from 10 to 11, and then we're going to have music then. And then we ride from 11 to 1, and then the after party is from 1 to 3. And you start and end at the Broadside, which is 600 Broad Street.
Okay.
And what am I missing? Yeah. It's, and if you're not able to ride your bicycle, but you want to see Sweet Fruit, we are asking for a suggested donation of $10. It is a fundraiser for us. We're going to have a silent auction going on. But, you know, it's really like all ages and abilities. If folks are not able to participate financially, it's fine. Just let us know. You're welcome to join us.
And Arlene, where does the money go?
So we do a lot of advocacy, education, and community work in the city. Mm-hmm. So it just comes to support our nonprofit. So think about what they call non-restricted funds, which means like that helps us pay the rent for our space or our office supply. So like the boring stuff of a nonprofit. So that's what these fundraisers help support.
The boring stuff of a nonprofit. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Sunday. Look,
think about.
Here's what we're hearing now: that rain Saturday night, ending Sunday morning. So it seems like the weather should be really nice for the Bike Easy Bicycle Second Line. It's a bicycle version of a second line parade. And if you've got a handkerchief, you could tie it on your bike somewhere, or tie it on the seat, or tie it somewhere where it's not going to get caught in the chain or the wheels.
Absolutely.
And be safe. Yes. It's an 8 to 10 mile journey on bike through the city. Registration from 10 to 11 at the Broadside, and you can get information by going to bikeeasy.org. And the bike second line starts at about 11 o'clock. Is that right?
Correct. And one thing that I forgot to add is most people bring their own bikes, but if you do not have your own bike, we will have Blue Bikes there that day. They're going to give us actually a code for a free 3 hours. So just make sure you come early to grab one of their bikes. And then we're also partnering with Get Up and Ride. They're going to have bike rentals available that day as well.
Okay.
And those are going to be more like your cruiser style bike, super easy to ride.
Okay. Arlene Lespina, thank you for being with us. I appreciate that very much. And listen, good luck with Bike Easy's Bike Second Line this coming Sunday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, Arlene. Thanks. Have a good time Sunday.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, listen, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd in just a few minutes, and he always has a special gift when it comes to betting for our audience, only our audience. So that's coming up at about 3:30. Tyler Shuck is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. I'm ready for it. I was a big Spencer Rattler fan, still a fan of his. I think he'll be a good backup quarterback. But Spencer Rattler was not effective enough in the red zone for me to, you know, be totally behind him as the starting quarterback. And I think it's time for a change. I said this last week. So I'm happy with that change. I also, last week before it happened, was very critical of Brian Kelly. So I'm not surprised that he was fired. The performance against Texas A&M showed a very limp LSU Tiger football team, and that's not what LSU Tiger fans expect. It's not what LSU Tiger fans deserved. Brian Kelly was a total, complete bust, and he's going to probably end up with a lot of money. They're just figuring out how little they have to pay him, but it may be a hell of a lot of money. And I don't know. I think Brian Kelly was too old school. You know, you can be, look at some of the older coaches in the NFL and in college football. There's some older coaches that are really, really good. Very good. They do a great job. They're up to date on things. So it doesn't have anything to do with age. But sometimes people get old and, you know, they're stubborn. And it seemed to me that Brian Kelly, when it came to the portal, when it came to a lot of things, it just seemed like he was stubborn. And what did he have to lose? Nothing. Because if he didn't succeed and got fired, he would get all this money in the end. So, you know, I worry about how inspired Brian Kelly really was in doing a great job. One of the names mentioned as a favorite now to take over his spot is Lane Kiffin, Old Miss's coach. Lane Kiffin's a great coach. I think this would be good for LSU, but I don't know. Maybe there's people out there that would be better. John Summerall, Tulane's coach, has a slight chance of being named as the coach. Also, Jeff Brohm of Louisville and Kenny Dillingham of Arizona State. I would think that the Arizona State coach would be more of a long shot. Look, if they can get Lane Kiffin away from Ole Miss, I mean, I think this guy's a premier coach. I really do, and I think he would be great for LSU, but we'll have to see what happens. So I'm happy with Tyler Shuck. I am happy with Brian Kelly being gone. I am disappointed in Willie Green. I'm disappointed in the Pelicans. And I have always wondered if Willie Green was the right coach, but I figured that there were people who knew more than I knew, but maybe not. Maybe that's a problem. I didn't see the game last night, but they were just embarrassed by Denver in Denver. And the Pelicans show no signs of having real fight. And Zion Williamson continues to be somewhat of a bust. All right, let's get to a break here. Again, we have a lot to talk about as this show goes on. We'll try to get to some Halloween stuff, but Kevin Todd is coming up next. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1970 that Jim Morrison apparently exposed himself to the crowd in Miami during a concert. Well, he didn't go so far as to say, touch me. He was sentenced to 6 months in jail and a $500 fine for exposing himself in Miami. The case was under appeal when Jim Morrison died in July of 1971. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back with Kevin Todd on WWL.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Oh, we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween coming up here in just a few minutes. And we'll talk a lot more about Halloween tomorrow. Halloween Day on WWL. All right, Tulane is on ESPN tonight, 6:30. They kick off in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio against UTSA. That's a 6:30 kickoff on ESPN. And tonight, Thursday Night Football, Baltimore at Miami. And let's see, what else? Oh, we got to go to Kevin Todd. Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is with us every week. He has an incredible gift for our audience and our audience alone. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is 100%, but Kevin Todd is incredibly successful in like the one percentile. He is amazing, and he's on our show every Thursday about this time. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Scoot, thank you for having me on again, and let me tell you right now, I've been on the show for you, let's say, for about a month, maybe 5 weeks, and you have a great audience, but let me just tell you something right now. For the people that have been listening for the last 5 weeks, and you have not called, this is the time to pick up the phone and give me a call. I have my AFC Thursday Night Football Game of the Year, Baltimore at Miami. Scoot, let me tell you, I love this game. I've got some strong information on this game. And like always, I'm going to give it to your listeners for free. I'm going to teach them money management, and I'm going to build their bankroll. The only thing they need to do, Scoot, is give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game, Baltimore at Miami, my AFC football game of the year, folks, absolutely free.
And look, let me mention also that, look, Kevin really does teach you how to treat betting like a business. You know, so many of you are betting on, like, you know, 15 teams, 20 teams, and you're trying to just do the volume business. There's another way of handling this where you might make a hell of a lot more money, and Kevin Todd's the guy to show you how to do it.
That's correct. And let me tell you, Scoot, like I said, I'm documented 16-5 over the last two seasons on Thursday Night Football. I don't want to say I'm the best, but folks, I'm the king of Thursday night. And this is a time for you to pick up the phone if you want to make money. Because this weekend, I'm telling you, folks, I love games. I've been breaking down these games with my analysts and all my sources. And tonight's game is my AFC football game of the year, Baltimore at Miami. I'm giving you the information for free. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. I'm putting money in your pocket first. All you have to do, folks, is dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
And Kevin, look, I don't know who you're going to pick, but this is a tough one. Because Baltimore, the Ravens are, they're due to win, but Miami had a big win last week. A lot of people are going to bet this emotionally. You kind of take the emotion out of it and treat it like a business.
That's correct. And remember, this is the first time Lamar's coming back from his injury.
Yeah.
Miami played well above their means last week at Atlanta as a 7-point dog, winning the game outright. In fact, Baltimore was one of the biggest games that I gave to my clients last week when they were laying 2.5 at home, and they won quite easily. But now they're going on the road. They're playing a Miami team that everyone thinks they packed it in, but we don't know for sure. We don't know what the injury is going to cause Lamar, how he's going to play tonight. But let me tell you, my sources are giving me some strong information on this game, folks, where you need to give me a call. If you've never called me before and you've just been listening to me on the show for the last few weeks, pick up the phone right now. 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get my AFC football game of the year absolutely free.
All right, Kevin, you also want to talk about another big game, North Carolina at Syracuse.
Okay, so let's look at this game. If you remember the beginning of the year, Scoot, North Carolina played really bad football. But since then, they had a chance to beat California. They had a chance to beat Virginia more than once, which is a ranked team. Both those games, they fumbled the ball going into the goal, going in for a touchdown where they fumbled the ball out of bounds. And they lost to Virginia by a 2-point conversion. North Carolina has been playing really good football now. And Syracuse, since they've lost their quarterback, they were averaging 38 points with their starting quarterback. The backup quarterback, this guy, I think his name is Ricky Collins, in his last four games, Syracuse has only been averaging 13 points a game. This North Carolina team is playing for Coach Belichick. I like them here getting the 2.5. But more important, Scoot, I believe they're going to win the game outright. But we're going to take the 2.5 with North Carolina.
It's interesting. For a while, Bill Belichick was just, kind of bombing out. And, he's got his young girlfriend. A lot of people thought there was distraction there. And I kind of look at a parallel a few months back between Bill Belichick and Brian Kelly at LSU. What is your thought on Brian Kelly being fired?
Okay, so let's look at it this way. You're playing in the toughest conference probably in basketball and football when it comes to the SEC. And with all the boosters and all the money, because they probably got like the richest booster out of all of the conference. If you don't win, that's the bottom line. They don't want it. They don't care that his record was 34-14. They want to know how he did against top 10 teams, how many national championships. Because if you don't win, then the boosters are like, I'm not going to give any more money. I'm done. If you produce for that school, the money flows in, and that's the bottom line. That's why the Texas is always good. The Georgias are always good. USC's, even though they don't play well, they got a big, the celebrities out there, whoever went there, the booster. It's all about the money now when it comes to college football. Look, kids are getting paid, Scoot.
Yeah, they are. I thought Brian Kelly just was too old school, and it seemed like he just didn't have the drive anymore. And I have worried about the fact that he had this big $50 million cushion to fall back on if he failed. If you don't have to win or lose, it takes a really special person to strive to be the best you can be if you got $50 million waiting for you if you fail.
I don't think he wanted to fail, because nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to be like the finger pointed that you fail. The problem, maybe he's just not a good recruiter. Maybe they're just not getting the players that the other schools are, like the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Vanderbilts right now, top 10 since 1930, before I was even born, or you and me. I mean, look at the teams that were bad for so many years that are now finally winning. It all comes down to winning dollar and cents. But let me tell you, folks, you want to make money? I have my NFL, AFC Championship Game of the Year tonight, folks. I love this game, Baltimore, Miami. I'm giving you the information for free. You need to pick up the phone and dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You can go to my website, thesportsbrokers.com. You can read up about me. You can see who I am. You can buy picks online. If you've been listening to me all season long, folks, pick up the phone. Dial it right now, 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game for free. So, Scoop, before I go, I got a question to ask. I was talking to my wife the other day, and I want to ask you a question. Do you think this went over well? I was talking to my wife the other day, and I was telling my wife, listen, honey, you're the only one I've ever been with. And she goes to me, really, Kevin, I'm the only one? I go, yeah, because everyone else was 9 and 10s. Was that bad?
Love it. Love it. I love it. Now, did she like it?
No.
No, I didn't
go
think
well.
So. Yeah.
But I thought it was funny.
No, it is funny. It is funny. And listen, Kevin is giving you this for free. Take North Carolina plus 2.5 against Syracuse. At Syracuse, North Carolina, take the 2.5. You think they're going to win outright?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I really do.
Kevin Todd, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scoot.
All right. It's Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, and giving you the information there. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1968, Marvin Gaye scored his first number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with I Heard It Through the Grapevine. What you might not know is this was a cover. Gladys Knight and the Pips did it before Marvin Gaye. But Marvin Gaye had the big hit on it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Indeed Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
WWL. We're going to have a lot of Halloween talk tomorrow, including a conversation about all of the fear about Halloween candy and needles and razor blades and apples. Were people really trying to kill children? We'll set the record straight on that on the show tomorrow. Don't forget, Mike Dettillier and Steve Geller, weekend kickoff. It's tonight, a special edition of Sports Talk right after this show at 4 o'clock. Treasure Chest Casino today and every Thursday. They'll talk about the Saints and the Rams and a lot more. And then following that, it's the Ravens and the Dolphins here on WWL. Also, you can register to win tickets to go see the Saints and the Falcons in the Dome. Two premium tickets and a pair of VIP tailgate passes for the Bullseye Event Group at Benson Tower right across from the Dome. Great food, premium booze. Get a good buzz and then head over to the Dome. It's a great thing to do. And you can register once a day by going to WWL.com/contest with an S. Go to WWL.com/contest with an S and register once every day. I had a couple of flights coming back from Portland. I had a couple of flights delayed. And apparently, and I'm reading that some air traffic controllers are taking on second jobs because they're not being paid. I mean, can you imagine like an air traffic controller, has to go to work at Starbucks, you know, to make some money right now? And so think about all the technology that an air traffic controller is dealing with. You think that guy's going to have any problems learning how to work the barista machines? I don't think so. All right. Halloween is tomorrow. Here are the seven most common crimes committed on Halloween. Number one, driving under the influence. That has nothing to do with Satan, has nothing to do with the occult. It has to do with individuals who are just, you know, being reckless. It's okay to drink for Halloween. Just don't drive. Number two, vandalism and property damage. Number three, disorderly conduct. You know, I think people, you know, you combine alcohol with being behind a mask or being in a costume, and I guess people feel like they're kind of invincible. Number four, public intoxication, followed by trespassing, assault, underage drinking. We never did that. And if you are charged with a crime on Halloween, you can, you're treated like any other crime, and you're not going to be given special treatment just because it's Halloween. Halloween has been controversial over the years, and as I have said recently, I'm very happy that that's not a problem. It's not a big problem any longer. Now, if celebrating Halloween is against your religious beliefs, that's okay. But I think we need to remember that in America, Halloween has just been a fun holiday for kids to just dress up and be a little spooky, you know, in the same way that we like to be scared on a roller coaster, we like to be scared watching a movie, you know, people trying to scare each other. That's an innocent Halloween activity. And then going around and trick-or-treating. When parents bring religion into it, and they go back into the very beginning of the ancient festival of Halloween, and a pagan festival that dealt with fear and death and supernatural stuff, these Christian zealots just add too much meaning to it, and they rob children of just having a good time on Halloween. You know, kids are not getting sucked into the occult because of Halloween. They're just going trick-or-treating. But if you as a parent, if you add all of this evil stuff into it that they don't even know about, the kids don't even know about that, if you add all of that into it, then, you know, yeah, I mean, they might think it's more than it really is. We'll talk more about Halloween tomorrow. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Soothsayer Sam is here today, and he says, sadly, I know for a fact that rumor of the dangerous Halloween candy has been going around since 1956.
Yeah,
that is as far back as I can vouch for it.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that on the show tomorrow.
Won't someone think of the children? Here's a text message that says, one thing that made me really angry with Brian Kelly was the way he treated the players. If they did something wrong on the field, he would yell and scream at them, and that's no way to do it. I don't think that was respectful.
It's one of the reasons I never liked Debo, the coach of Clemson. I mean, he was very big on, like, you know, grabbing a face mask and yelling at a player in his face. And, you know, I don't think that's how you deal with people who screw up. I mean, these are they're kids, but they're more like young adults. So there was a lot I didn't like about Brian Kelly.
Paul McCartney text here says, hey, Scoot, in the early 70s, Paul was in New Orleans planning to record with our local musicians and invited John to collaborate. And he agreed. Unfortunately, he got back together with Yoko shortly after, and she supposedly talked him out of it. Oh, what could have been?
She ruined a lot of things. Yeah, that's when I met Paul in 1975. He was here at C-Saint Studios recording with Alan Toussaint. It was the Venus and Mars Are All Right album.
I don't know if this was on your radar at all, but this is news to me. Here's a text message that says, hey, did you see the Rolling Stone article about how there are no hip-hop or rap songs in the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time in 35 years.
Wow. No, I didn't. I
didn't know about that either.
That.
That's kind of wild. That's a thing we could talk about tomorrow,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is that, you know, subgenres within pop music go through trends.
Bingo.
And so the trend, I guess the trend of hip hop, it reached such a peak that when something reaches a peak, it usually subsides from there because nothing stays on top forever. So I guess this is the moment when hip hop is no longer at a peak.
I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that there's no good hip hop or rap out there.
Right.
But just as a genre, it's a little bit long in the tooth.
Yeah.
It's been about 50 years, which is about as long as rock music was dominating the charts from the time it really began. And then so, I don't know.
That's right.
Onward we march, I guess.
All right. Maybe tomorrow we can talk about the Charlie Kirk statue at LSU, but we got to get to a break right now and come back to wrap up the show. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow afternoon, and we'll talk more about Halloween. It'll be fun. We'll talk about some of the most haunted places in New Orleans, too. We'll be right back to wrap up here on WWL. Yeah, tomorrow, Halloween. Weather should be awesome. Should be very Halloween-like. And I hope you're planning on a fun night if you're planning on going on. Do kids even trick-or-treat anymore? We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right. It's a special edition of Sports Talk. Weekend kickoff. It's today and every Thursday live from the Treasure Chest Casino with Mike and Steve. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Courtney P., and thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.